Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I think that day we walked.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands on her hips. She's a new from together, you got smooth drummer.
All right. I guess welcome to Smooth Drama, the quietest Smooth Drama intro ever. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Also, ask you to hit me up, social media. Smooth Drama Facebook page. Also, just Google Smooth Drama. Questions, comments, concerns, add me. I will add you back and we can talk about it. Special shout out to all the ads that I got this week. Once again, I encourage the ads, but you can say hi to add me, and just as I repeat over and over again, stare in the corner. Standing in the corner staring at me. It's like Blair Witch. Remember that part in Blair Witch where they were just standing there? Nah, you never watched that movie?
What, Blair Witch?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So you were scared, huh?
Nah, is that the cheap little documentary type movie they made years ago?
Yes, it was.
I think I tried to look at a bootleg DVD of it, but couldn't get through it. Kind of stupid to me.
Yeah, it was. By the way, I'm Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my main man, Jaja.
Right back at you.
And let's start the show. First, we got to say Charlie Murphy. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mr. Charlie Murphy, and hopefully he's in a better place than we are right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not here. So, he's more than likely in a way better place.
Yeah. Oh, sad story.
Yeah. So, I mean, cocaine is a powerful drug. And we're talking about a guy who made his own, way. I mean, you know, your brother is one of the most famous comedians, and he made his own name for himself. I mean, this generation, people know him more than they know Eddie. Kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess so, the younger generation, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 57 years old. Died way too young. It seems like...
Well, the official thing is saying he died of a blood cancer. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell is a blood cancer.
Yeah, what is a blood cancer? Bad blood, whatever they want to call it. I don't know.
I think they have a medical term for it.
Well, I mean, they said
that's the old slave diagnosis. The boy got some bad blood.
I mean, but, you know, he had cancer of the blood. I mean, is that better?
No, there's no such thing.
Your blood is cancerous?
I mean, there's no such thing.
Right, but that's... When you read all the articles, they all said that.
It was like lupus or maybe something like that. Or yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Anybody can call in and explain that.
Well, I think one of our listeners said it was leukemia. So.
Oh, leukemia.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So they call leukemia cancer of the blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You know how we talk about whack rappers, though. I always got to talk about whack rappers. There's a rapper, Carrie McCook, out of Canada.
Hmm.
Now, what's funny about Carrie McCook, he is so whack that when he got out of his homie's pickup truck at a hotel, a deer came out of nowhere and took his ass out.
Killed him?
No, just hit him, tackled him.
Hey.
There's a video of it, which makes it even better. He got took out
by a deer.
Hey, it happens, man.
Nah, your lyrics have to be ass. Your lyrics are ass.
Hey, that's some good rap song. He probably beat that deer ass, man. Hey, you don't know what happened afterwards, though, Fred. What happened afterwards? Like, you don't know. He come out with a rap song about that.
Well, here we go, man. So you can see it. I want you to see it. Like, yeah.
He battled the deer.
Yeah. Bam.
Bam.
Yeah, the deer took you.
I think the deer was running from something and he just happened to step out of his car at the wrong time.
Okay, but as a rapper, is that a sign?
That could be a sign from God. That could be some lyrics, some bars. I mean, like I say, it depends on what happened. Did he get some broken bones? Or did he kill the deer?
I'm saying. If you're a rapper or whatever you're doing, and a deer, when you get out, a deer takes you out.
Sometimes you gotta think, happens is an inspiration. It could be a form of inspiration.
So would you be inspired if a deer took you out?
Yeah, you could look at it like God sending me a message.
Oh, like The Color Purple?
Yeah. God is trying to tell you. Like I say. He's taking differently. He could use it for his rap song, motivation for his next rap song from the hospital bed.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I wrote this in the hospital bed.
Because about these punk ass viewers out here.
Hey. Yeah.
Now I gotta talk. NBA playoffs is coming up. And I know we're in the Bay Area and everybody has put Golden State in the finals. I mean, most of the consensus is it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland again. I think that it may not happen like that this year. There may be an upset on either side. I know, I mean, we know for a fact Dame Lillard from Oakland, who plays for Portland, who is Golden State's first round opponent. Came out and said, hey, we're going to win in six.
Yeah. Win what?
They going to win the series.
Win a bottle of champagne. They ain't winning in no six.
Hey, why you hating?
I ain't hating. I'm just saying he didn't think about the other players he's playing with. He may be talking about how what he going to do.
Uh-oh, wait, hold on. First and foremost, Mo Harkless. Why are we talking about Mo Harkless? He hasn't shot a three-pointer since they say March 14th. He hasn't shot a three-pointer because apparently he had an incentive in his contract that said that if he fell below 35%, he wouldn't get a $500,000 bonus. I bring this up because one, not only did he not shoot a three-pointer when his percentage got down to 35.05, so he collected his cash.
Okay.
He's free to shoot them now.
Hey, that's a good strategy on his part. I ain't hating.
No, I'm not hating either. I'm glad you got your money, Mo, and now you can shoot three-pointers against those.
Season's over.
It's the playoffs now. So he can shoot them now. He's free to expand his game again.
Yeah, good.
I mean, because they're gonna need that.
Yeah, we're gonna see.
Upset. Hey, according to Damian Lillard, they're gonna upset.
The only upset I see, I think Golden State gonna get to the finals. But I'm leaning towards Toronto. Y'all heard it here first. Upset Cleveland. I'm thinking this is the year that we're gonna start to see LeBron kind of, you know, he at that point in his career where things are gonna start to wind down a little bit, and he has been to what, 6-7 straight finals? That is a wear and tear.
About 7 or 8.
Yeah, in a row.
Right.
So I think this is where we're gonna see a little shift going on in the East. Now Cleveland might come back next year and make the finals, but I think this year is gonna be the year where everything gets to be changed a little bit in the East.
You sure?
We will see.
No, I'm asking. So you're putting it down right here, right
I'm
now. You're
down.
Saying that they're gonna lose in the second round.
They're gonna lose to Toronto, and then Toronto is gonna beat whoever the winner in the other game, and they're gonna make the finals. I think they did. Of all the teams in the East that did some very smart moves outside of Cleveland, they actually tried to build a team. They looked at their weakness against Cleveland and said, let's go get some players that can shore up our weaknesses, especially when we play Cleveland. And picking up P.J. Tucker and Ibaka and, you know, Corey Joseph, And those guys, I think, is enough. They shored up everything.
I hear you. I'm not going to co-sign on that one. I mean, I could be more outlandish and say in the second round it's going to be a rematch from last year's first round.
And which conference are you talking about?
In the Eastern Conference. You know what I'm about to say. It's way out there. So I'm just going to say it. I'm saying my boys, the Indiana Pacers, are going to upset Cleveland in the first round. Yes, I'm smoking the crack.
Yeah, you're smoking the crack and the crystal.
It's some good stuff. It's in this,
a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes,
right,
it's in this essential water that I'm drinking.
You should go put some money down on that, because you be a rich man. You going to be a rich goddamn man. I'm telling you now, bro. Go put $100 on that. $100 down on that bet. Yeah, you make a lot of money. That shit come through. Put $100 down on that.
You sure?
Yeah, that's
$100. I'm saying, look, you saying Toronto?
Toronto is a much better team than Indiana. Man,
hey,
bro.
but my team has that. My team has a star that can go blow for blow.
But he hasn't shown that consistently against LeBron. This is the problem with Paul George.
Okay.
Is that against his boy, LeBron, I don't know what it is, he gets flustered or whatever, where he ain't playing the superstar role against LeBron.
We gonna see.
He'll get you 17 and, you know, he pretty much done. He think he had a great game against LeBron. For whatever the reason is, that's what happened.
No, because last game he had like 39 against LeBron.
You
sat here and saw it.
Yeah, but that's in the Cleveland had already kind of shut down the last three games.
See.
We want to see on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like I say, we come
Saturday.
Back next week on your show, and we can evaluate if Paul George plays up to his potential, which is superstar level, against LeBron.
Right.
We will see, because I've seen him already in the playoffs, and in the past, he has not done it consistently.
All right, I feel like this is the year. I think Cleveland's vulnerable. You got them going out in the second round.
Second round, yeah.
I got them going out in the first round. I don't think they're going to get to the finals. I'm convinced of that. I mean, maybe we'll be proved right. Maybe we'll be proved wrong. But that's why we put it out there, right?
That's what it is. We'll see.
Yes, we shall. Oh, man, I want to get into this next subject, but I'm thinking we're going to go on break before we get into this, because this subject is anyway, we're going to go on break. This is J Electronica, Exhibit C.
Televised. Woo! We give you what you need. without even a single slice of pizza to my name. Too proud to beg for change, mastering the veins. When New York niggas was calling Southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells, hear a little ring, the voice of an angel telling me my name, telling me that one day I'ma be a great man, transforming with the Megatron doll sitting out swing. Even whack rappers alive sitting out chain. Nigga, I was homeless, fighting, shooting dice, smoking weed on the corners, trying to find the meaning of life in the corona, till the 5%ers rolled up on the nigga and informed them. You either build or destroy, where you come from, the Magnolia Project in the third ward, slum, hum. It's quite amazing that you rhyme, how you do, and that you shine like you grew up in the shrine in Peru. Question 14, Muslim lesson 2. Good diver, civilized the 85er. I make the devil hit his knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true and living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph 5, Chewy Vivid. Shout out to Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was like Jews and Christians, I was on C2B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Pastor, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Rash. When niggas really were packing U-Haul trucks up. Put the high beams off, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a nigga, rob a nigga, take a nigga, what's up? That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. Sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need some killer.
Pick me up on the phone, say what you waiting on. Pip hit me up with a switch, say what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the stock stand. When you gon' drop that person, nigga, you taking long. So now I'm back to you, man, he's a bad to polygraph. That river, I'm rocking the Adidas out on Hollywood. That FOI, Marcus Garvey, is a Tesla. I shot you like an ill electric field, J Electra.
Oh my God!
They call me J Electronica. Fuck that. Call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Tramadon, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Zupana, Wata Allah through your monitor. My OG still with your tongue, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I bring your ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family and you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and face the blackest and devise a plan. Out in London, smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw boost to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their seat top and see through all their henchmen to come at me from the treetop, I'm chilling out at street top, building by the million. My life is brilliant.
Electronica, New Orleans represent.
Yeah, I like
Exhibit
him.
C.
347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you don't want to call, feel free to email us, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Now, we want to talk about something. We got to talk about something. Testimonials. There's a new book that just came out last week. Black Boy Feelings.
Hmm?
Yeah. Black Boy Feelings. And it's about the emotional implications of being a black man in America and how wide-ranging and complex it is about the notions of black masculinity.
Hmm. Hated it.
Okay. I'm trying to get through this. It is a collection of nearly 100 poems and essays and photos and arts from everyday black men expressing their feelings on everything from police brutality and assumptions that their poor romantic partners to the death.
Yeah.
So, because what they wanted to do is they wanted to show a different concept of black masculinity. Okay, I'm getting there. Let me steal myself here. Just taking all I got. See, because they wanted to say, and this is by one of the co-creators, Richard Bryan, who is a graduate from Colgate and a Brooklyn native. He says, there is very little space for black men to genuinely show emotion and vulnerability. And I quote, and this has led to an outpouring of toxic masculinity and a tendency to avoid addressing very real trauma. So, in the spirit, in the spirit of genuinely showing,
yeah, you can stop at any point, you know.
Let me get there. In the spirit of genuinely showing emotion and vulnerability, I'm trying. I can't do it.
Man, what the fuck are you trying to say? Can we move on, get off this? This sounds like some gay. That's what it sounds like. You know, like.
All right. I'm done.
Yeah, exactly.
Vulnerability, man. We redefining black masculinity. Mm-hmm. Showing the world, yes, we black men, we have an emotional side, and we can talk through our problems and come together and raise each other up. Kumbaya, my love. Kumbaya. You gonna sing it with me?
I would just say the reason why we are in the position we are as a people is because the black men have been acting already too feminine, tolerating things that happen in our community that other men in other communities will not even tolerate. So, I don't know who wrote this stuff, but like I say, it sounds like a bunch of propaganda at best. And at worst, it's some gay shit. So,
oh, you you feel that way about a black boy feeling.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that they say black boy feeling, and they're supposed to be talking about men, that shit didn't tell you something like that. Okay, black boys' feelings, and then you start addressing some topic about men. So we're boys now, exactly.
Boys in the hood.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just gonna move on to dumbass of the week because I can't do the feelings no more. Nothing more than feelings. Always got to get that last one in. That's the most important one. Dumbass of the week is this woman, California, who taking a selfie. You know how that selfie thing goes. She fell off a bridge in Sacramento. She's unidentified, but her and a group of her friends were walking on this bridge in Sacramento on the girders when she attempted to take a selfie and fell, landing on the trail below.
Well, you know this is a lie. I can tell you what happened. They were taking her pictures. Oh, go back a little bit. That was myself. Just a little bit more. Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful shot. Take one more step back. And that's what happened. No, like, that's what happened.
That's what happened.
Lying. I know what happened.
You saying her friend said her?
Her friend lied.
It was a group of friends.
I know. They did something to the damn girl and came up with that damn story. Because usually, think about it. If you were with a group of friends, and you got this beautiful background in the background, even if you want to take a selfie, you're going to do it, what? With your friends. You're not going to be the selfish dude, a person, hey, look at me. You're going to want, picture by yourself, if you want a picture by yourself, here, friend, take my picture so you can get all of me.
No, hold on. This, like you said, you ain't been in America in a minute. Mm. You have missed out on the selfie craze. Mm. See, people taking selfies. That's why when you'll go on Facebook or any other social media Instagram. That's just people taking pictures. Snapchat is just videos where they just narcissistically just taking pictures of themselves. Selfies. Mm. It's like they even have selfie sticks.
Mm.
Or you can just take pictures of yourself incessantly, over and over and over.
Yeah, but the ideal is if you're taking a selfie of yourself, you actually see yourself and where you're at.
No.
You don't have to move backwards or forward. So whenever you lift your hand up, you're already standing on ground. It's not like you're going to be going backwards taking a selfie where you're going to fall off a cliff. That's what I'm saying. Usually when you're taking a selfie, wherever you're standing, you just lift up your phone. Or if you got the selfie stick, you lift up, and you usually, I never see people walking backwards to take a selfie.
Okay, once again, people have been hit by cars taking selfies. Dude fell down
in the middle of the street.
No. Dude fell down the Taj Mahal steps taking selfie.
Yeah, I can understand that because he wasn't watching. I'm saying your feet is already solidly planted on the ground.
That's the same.
Why is she moving? Taking a selfie.
Hey, who says they gotta be intelligent?
Yeah, I'm just saying, walking backwards. Hey, I don't know. I'll put money that the friends pushed the ass off the cliff.
Wow.
I'll put money in that.
Alright, so
where my money gonna go.
So if I fail taking a selfie, it's your fault.
Look, if we're on a damn mountain.
You going to jail.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Like, some shit, I ain't going to even be with you. Like, you say, hey, Jock, let's go up the mountain and take the picture. I'm good.
Yes. Because the first time I say, let's go up to the mountain and take some pictures, that means that
I'm planning to kill you, planning to kill
me. No. It's a body snatcher that took me over, or I have been possessed by a demon.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, certain shit, we ain't going to get caught out. Hey, John, let's go on top of the building, on top of the house, and take some pictures. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where stupid shit can get me killed.
Well, I'm not picking on danger. It's not one of my hobbies at all. And just as we talked about our dumbass of the week, we can't go without talking about the hater of the week. The hater of the week is interesting. It's in my favorite state of Florida. Apparently, the good people over at Love Grove Elementary School, they have been imprisoning. Well, I guess you don't want to call it imprisoning, but putting disabled kids in what they called a discipline box, as they called it. And all the kids would not be able, who went in, they put the disabled kids.
So what do you mean by discipline? Are you saying like ADHD? Or are you saying they got a physical deformity?
Yeah.
They can't walk, they can't, you know.
No.
What kind of disabled are you talking about?
Cerebral palsy.
Okay, so they have some type of physical
disability. Yeah,
disability.
Okay. Yeah, so a kid with cerebral, a 3-year-old, they identify only as JB, who had cerebral palsy, a seizure disorder, and stomach problems, was allegedly put in the box, which the kids referred to it as jail.
Okay, it's a timeout box. Okay.
Yeah. So you don't think that's a little mean and hateful to put the kid with cerebral palsy?
Well, it all depends. If they out there biting and scratching another kid and you can't hit them or do anything and you don't want to bring all the kids back in, put them in the box. It depends on what that box looks like.
Wow.
Like if it's a covered up box where they go in like solitary confinement, but if you're talking about a sandbox, like They're in a box in the area of the playground that has a sand, and you sit them over there, and they're playing by themselves. That's different. So
yeah,
I would interpret that.
It was a box made out of stacked drywall material.
Okay, so that's like prison.
Yeah. So, once again, this is a child with cerebral palsy.
Hey.
They're not a 3-year-old. Is not really capable of disrupting with cerebral palsy anything.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. That's just some pure old-fashioned
behavior. Hey, it's behavior modification, brother. And then who was that? B.F. Skinner? All of them? Hey,
yeah.
That's what they're doing.
To get rid of the undesirable behavior,
if you
stick them in the box.
If you want to control the movement of a rat, you condition them to certain stimuli that if there's a reward and punishment if they behave a certain way.
Okay.
There you go.
So
Young? I don't remember from class, but Skinner, Young, one of them.
Yeah, it was B.F. Skinner.
So my point is, that's what they're doing, behavior modification.
Okay.
And who says that you can't use it on a cerebral palsy kid?
Right. I mean, it seems justified. I mean, because the reward is we won't stick you in jail.
But I think that the covered up, if it's a box covered up in total darkness, and stuff, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
But it's white folks, so, you know.
And it's Florida.
That's how they're the only race of people that continuously produces serial killers.
And it's a lawsuit. And the claim says there were over 300 instances of seclusion on over 120 students, many of whom had emotional behavioral disorders.
All right. From that damn box. Sitting in the exam dark for 2 hours. We'll mess the kid up.
Just a little bit. Now,
if we come out and have cerebral palsy serial killers, we got to trace it back to this moment in time.
Hold on, man.
Hey, it's possible. It's possible.
See, no. No. I ain't even doing it. We going to move on. We are moving the on. Is that no?
Hey.
LeBron James, goddammit. LeBron James. I ain't even saying that no more. I want to talk about LeBron James now. You got issues. LeBron James.
He is opening up a I Promise school for elementary students in the fall of 2018. From his James Family Foundation. It plans classes for students in third and fourth grade during its first year and will expand to include grades 1 through 8 by 2022. School will draw students who are at risk in reading or who are in need of additional academic intervention before falling further behind their peers. And this is what LeBron James Foundation said in a statement. Now, I bring this up because we talk about conscious brothers and conscious athletes, and LeBron James, best player in the league for a while now. I mean, is he not like qualified like one of the best human beings in the league? That nobody want to talk about. No, well, I'm saying when you talk about. He put all them, I mean, his money. He put all them kids, it was like 1,100 kids he sent to college. Opening up a school. See, because when we talk about how, what do the young brothers do with their money? You know, we watch documentaries where brothers buy ketchup farms. and do all kinds of ignorant stuff with their money. This is a dude who opens up a school in his neighborhood for the people that need it the most. He didn't open up no private school. It's an academy in the neighborhood. How come we ain't talking about that a little bit more?
No, we should. And LeBron is one of the few athletes that actually tries to do something with his money. In a positive way, so I will never, ever criticize him on anything for the money. But we do need to understand how this works. Me being privileged to talk to some rich people, athletes in particular, and people don't realize this. When you have millions and hundreds of millions of dollars, that hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars gets interest. And that interest is taxed. So if you set up a foundation or something like that, it's either you pay the IRS that tax or you donate the money out. Now, unfortunately, a lot of dumb athletes will just pay the damn IRS the tax, not understanding that they can take that tax money off all them hundreds of millions and donate it to a school or build a school to a program,
right.
A college, a scholarship, and all of this stuff.
Right.
So on one end, I applaud LeBron James for being smart enough to take what he was going to pay Uncle Sam and reinvest it back
into
the
community.
So just FYI for the listeners out there, that's what's going on. So when we say, you know, oh, why don't black athletes do more? Not about why they're not doing more. It's about now we should ask the question, why don't you take the money that you're paying the IRS and donate that money into projects so you don't have to pay the tax?
Well, first and foremost, LeBron James, we talk about one of those athletes that we talk about consciousness. This is a dude who has the same dudes around him that he went to school with and came up with. They're all moguls now. And they all do good works in the community, their community, not somebody else's. They ain't opened up no country clubs, none of that. Second, I mean, we ain't talking about tribes. He's doing it. There's nothing that he hasn't done that hasn't been positive and affecting people who actually needed it. Mm. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that we understate. I mean, how great this dude, I mean, because everybody pumps up all these other guys. And, I mean, none of them dudes, they ain't even in his ballpark. I don't even think we can talk about their basketball skills, the merit of their skills on the court, but off the court, shit, is it even close?
Yeah, but I think that's just due to a lot of athletes still don't understand the financial game.
Okay.
And the tax game.
And there's a reason why rich people
don't pay taxes because they know how to do work.
Right. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about the smart one that do know and does it the right way with the right people.
Mm.
That needs to be commended.
Yeah. Applause, standing ovation for LeBron and his crackhead mom.
Wow. On that note. Wow. This is Diggable Planets.
Hey! Hold on before we get to the break.
No. Diggable Planet.
Delonte West. Come on, man.
Diggable Planet. Where I'm from.
Faces and faces be fly. Take the four faces and faces be fly. Space in order, fat faces be fly. Butter, baby, to the jazz.
In the cut. Dig it. When you drive a rap, it's life where I'm from. Where I'm from. A mind play where it be where I'm from. Where I'm from. It be like run your coat black. Jupiter, keep the fat feet by the pack where I'm from. Nappy hair is life. We be reading Marx where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap. You talk over a beat. And dig some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoon ties to you. Swing units 100 feet. You want some beef? They will cut you some where I'm from. The beat is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, Gangsta Lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary. My insect movement's very. It's kinky, it's a tail. Gee, where I'm from. The fire hose is blow. It's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go. Split. It's hip. What's hip? The hip is the norm. The planet's underneath. The funk and all the storm. The pink, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother in Africa at work. On vibes, we free. The universal beat. We find it at the spot. You hit it and live every week. We twist, exist, even the madness. Our pin funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine dips. For rock and nut. But it's become a quip. Or piss, or fake rap blast. That's your for me. The really truly fat, the fly on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. The mega cool, if only as a goal. It's calm, relax. There are only some new jacks that act on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from?
Faces and faces, we fly. Crop it to faces and faces, we fly. Face and orbit, and we fly. Yeah, money with a hat. Underneath my nappy come. Wicked dick plans got me to you. Where I'm from, it's kind of 13. Where I'm from, never since the beast and got fly. Why? That's most ass by 85. Where I'm from, taking the funk, you get this. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off the boom boom crack. It's that hip hop, rock and jazz when I'm at. AC, the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilence force, we can't fuck the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock. And butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Faces and faces, we fly. Lay it on. Faces and faces, we fly. Faces and order, faces, we fly. Joke for the G-Rod, Becca. Yeah, you know what's like. Being a that's a fool, I swear, right?
Yeah.
Doctor's engineer in a pair, right?
Yeah.
If I made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
Appearance of the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Panic top the dust and lift the rap pop. Stuck up from the butt that sets the hip hop. Rising like we foam. Get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat feet stretch from mad block. You can get a kick without no breath. Sending funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, big on what we love. If you pass tricks, for what we expect. Cut a freak's a relative, say those are facts. Do the make a joke, the crowd, where is that? Not by bandits. Nigga from planet got it going on.
Planets, where I'm from, and I am joined by the habitual, in the words of Charlie Murphy, the habitual line stepper.
I am that I am.
Just habitually line steppers. Habitually. Yeah, we're not even going there. Groundhog Day. My second favorite. Good old Groundhog Day, where we talk about that same old thing that happens day after day after day. Just wake up and the same thing happens. You're like, damn, it's the same day. The days change, but the same thing just happens over and over and over again when that alarm hits. This time, coming out of Sacramento again, not falling off the bridge, not being set up by the homie.
Right.
Here's a video of a police officer. So you know it didn't happen because there's a video of it.
Mm.
You know, the video shows where there's black man just crossing the street. You know, they say he was jaywalking. The officer said he was crossing the street the wrong way. You know, like if you didn't cross inside the white line. It's like coloring outside the lines in the coloring book. You get penalized for that. Apparently, walking outside the white line made a police officer roll up. I'm guessing you can guess what the color of the officer was.
Of course, white or Mexican.
Well, he was right on the first one, my little chickie. And then second, what was the color of the guy that he was talking about? Can you take a guess on that?
Probably a brother.
Oh, my goodness. You are psychic. I can't believe it. I didn't know you had that type of ESP ability. Anyway, black man identified as, later on, Nandy Kane Jr. He's just walking. Officer was like, yo, what you doing? He's facing him. Kane takes his jacket off. The officer comes toward him. In the video, Kane is not resisting. Of course, the officer tackles him to the ground and punches him several times. And, of course, additional officers quickly arrive and help handcuff the man. Because, you know, he was crossing the street. You know, and apparently in Sacramento, crossing the street is a crime punishable by tackle and punches in the face.
Yeah, I mean, you said this is the groundhog segment or same thing happening over and over again. I mean, like I said, we come from a history where black people could get killed for just looking at a white person or perceived to be looking at a white woman or not giving up the sidewalk when white folks are walking down the sidewalk. You got to move the hell out of the way, you know. And so when we have a history of where we're coming from that, this is actually, like you said, the same thing keep happening over and over again. If the cop...
It didn't happen, though.
No. If the I'm not saying you had to look at the white woman either. I said...
No. It didn't happen because it's on video.
Well,
that's the logic.
Well, I'm just saying that even if it's on or not on video, because we've already seen how that works out.
Well, it's on video.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That means it didn't
happen. But what you're seeing on the video is not what they're seeing on the video.
Right.
I mean, they can say, hey, we perceive him to be intoxicated. We asked him for his identification, he refused. They have a number of things that they could say to justify anything on any video.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, what we go back to good old Trayvon Martin. I mean, the crime was just going to the store and walking home.
No. That was even worse than that. I mean,
right.
The cockroach brother spread out like a cockroach. That will ever be inked in my mind. The brother had totally surrendered.
Right.
Like, he surrendered in a way that I can't even fathom surrendering. This was like,
yeah.
You don't even imagine like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You lay on your back
and put your legs
and
hands
up.
It's like, yo.
And you still get shot.
Right.
Come on,
man.
Right. I mean, because this is just crossing the street. I'm like, so, you know, and I'm going to reveal something today in a black boy feeling sort of way. Some of you who don't know, Jaja is a black man. I'm sorry I had to tell people.
No, they haven't figured that out?
You know, they didn't want to mentally, habitually line step.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm breaking news first here. Smooth Drama Radio, Jaja is black. Anyway.
Blacker than black.
Blacker than black.
Yeah.
He's like... Would that be like a real black or what was the other color? Super black.
Because
there is actually a color, super black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out because it's in the crayon.
Smooth black.
Smooth.
How about that? Smooth black.
Smooth black.
Yeah, I'm smooth black on smooth drama.
All right. Anyway, the point is, I guess we're trying to figure out what we got to do to not get shot, beat up, whatever.
Well, without Homeland Security coming back to the door, I'm going to reserve my comments to myself and keep it to myself. But there was a book entitled We Will Shoot Back. That's all I'm going to say. The brother wrote the book. Look it up. Put his name on the book. Is We Will Shoot Back. And on the cover of the book, and this is a recent book, not like an old book. On the cover of the book, he's there with his gun. And the title of the book is We Will Shoot Back. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, not that we're here on Smooth Drama advocating violence.
I just gave you the name of the book.
I didn't say that. I'm just, because like you said, an interpretation that we could have and that they could have. Well, hey, he said there was a book called We Will Shoot Back. So,
yes, go out and get it. Read it.
But we were automatically, we felt threatened by the fact that he said a book called We Will Shoot Back. I mean, it's very threatening to say We Will Shoot Back, even if it's just referring to a book title.
I'm just
was
referring to the book title.
Oh my God, we were shooting back. Like, I can't even process that. So, but if you're from Homeland Security,
right, in case you want to see the picture of it, it's by Omawale Umoja. Here's the cover.
Mm. Yeah, armed resistance in the Mississippi Freedom Movement.
Hey, we will shoot back.
Yeah, and so if you're in Mississippi, go pick that up. I'm guessing it's very hot in the streets of Tupelo, Mississippi.
It was the winner of the 2014 Penn Oakland Josephine Miles Award for Excellence in Literature.
Oakland, stand up.
There you go.
Throwing up the W.
Hey, you got a award from Oakland. That's all I'm going to say about that. Oakland loves it.
Oakland loves it.
We will shoot back.
We will shoot back. Oh, speaking of shooting back, Charleston survivor, Felicia Sanders. I don't want to laugh on this. She's one of the survivors of the Charleston church shooting carried out by that
Cracker.
Ass.
Cracker.
Yes. Dylan Roof.
She's telling her story, and you know that she's on TV talking about black and white people need to get to know one another. I'm like, you know, that is how you start this. That is not true.
Asinine remark.
Yeah. Okay. We kind of know already. I mean, it's like
it ain't us that's right. refusing
right.
to do it. It's them that are refusing.
Right.
To do it.
I mean, because if it would have been the exact opposite, if we would have went into one of those Methodist churches, if Dylan Roof was a black dude spitting hot fire in a Methodist church, shooting a bunch of white people after Bible study, and then saying, hey, I did it, and I'm a black supremacist. It's not that there's such a thing as a black supremacist. But
well, how about this? When was the last time black persons rolled up into a White House and executed them for the sole purpose because of the color of their skin? Now, you might have had some black people roll up in White House, shoot them, try to rob them, maybe even rape them. But when has that happened where we just went up in the house and killed the organization, company, whatever, and killed them because of the color of their skin?
Hmm.
I mean, there's been only one other recent incident.
Wait, you freaking...
No, it has happened. Nat Turner and Colin Firth. So in the history of black folks over in America, you can only point to two times.
You can't count Nat Turner.
Well, I said because of race, he was killing
right.
him because
well,
of
I
race.
Mean, but he was a slave. And he's like, I'm
but
tired.
You
still,
you
right. to, I mean, but you
because
know.
Because of race.
I'm going to say that don't count.
Well, but technically it counts. He was killing the white folks because of race.
No, hold on.
The race.
Because he didn't. No, he was a freedom fighter. Like,
well, yeah.
Remember the colonial powers of Britain was holding the people in the United States under tyranny. And because of the tyrannical laws and treatment that the British poured upon them, they fought and shot and killed their oppressor. It was freedom fighters.
No, I'm agreeing with you, but it still doesn't overrule the premise that I'm stating. He still went up in the house and killed the white folks that was oppressing him, that were enslaving him. I mean, it's still the same thing. Colin Ferguson got on the subway, looked at all these white folks, recognized that they were part of the system that was oppressing him, and unleashed hell on them. But other than those two incidents, and you can even eliminate Nate Turner, there's not been outright violence by blacks against whites for the sole purpose of race.
Oh, it's been hypothetical.
Yeah, okay.
It's hypothetical. Look, dude was crossing the street. And so he threatened, because they like, man, he's crossing the street. That's very threatening.
Like I say, white folks, when they wake up and want to beat up, it ain't got nothing to do with what we're doing. That's in the minds of that white person. If, I want to go out and shoot a Negro today. I want to go out and beat up a Negro today. That's on them. So we need to get out of this, what we did. We don't have to do anything. I'm agreeing with you. Guy didn't do anything. It's about that white cop. And when he woke up that morning, saying, I'm going to bust some heads.
All right. On that note, this is another Smooth Drama production for Ja Ja, the habitual line stepper. I am Mr. F the N-Word, and we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you
got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.